Hello and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro Dayton.
And I'm your bro Easy. New year, new song. Time to kick off this week's podcast. And this year, whatever, you know. We'll start it off with this week's joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. I was going to tell a time traveling joke, but you guys didn't like it.
Because you can travel in time, yeah, apparently. Yeah. Good joke. If you would like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments we're about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro at outlook.com. Like, at sign.
Not
like,
yeah, at sign.
Don't spell it AT.
I hope you don't do that.
Please don't do that. Now it's time for this week's Big Word of the Week, which Dayton also has for us.
The Big Word of the Week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Big Word of the Week is gingerly, which means in a careful or cautious manner. What do you do, gingerly?
The podcast, you know, gotta keep it careful and cautious, you know, gotta make sure everything's...
run smooth.
Nice.
Okay.
Now it's time for this week's...
sad drum roll.
Big word, Poet of the Week, which we are doing for the month of January. So, we're gonna have a poet every week that, well, you know, it'll be about, and you know, you'll go from there. This week's Poet of the Week is Robert Lee Frost. Robert Lee Frost was an American poet. His work was initially published in England there before it was published in America. Some examples of his work are like The Road Not Taken, Fire and Ice, and Nothing Gold Can Stay. Dayton, just by the title of those poems, what do you think of him?
Well, he seems like a good poet, and he's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool?
Yeah.
Like, how cool?
He's like a 6 on the 1 out of 10 cool meter. Yeah. Because his name is Robert Lee Frost, so he's pretty cool.
That's the only reason he's cool?
Yeah.
All right. Now it's time for this week's This or That question, which Dayton has for us.
This week's This or That is brought to us by CarolinaHoopFest.com. Contact Tyler to sign up for leagues from third grade to high school. Movie at home or movie at the theater?
Movie at home. I'm choosing first this time.
Okay.
I say movie at home. Know why I say that?
Yeah.
You do? Because you don't have to buy expensive food and stuff. And, you know, and it's, you get to watch it without people doing weird stuff, like around a bunch of weirdos that you don't know.
What if your family's weird?
Watch it alone.
Okay, so if you're at the movie theater, it's better because you can buy snacks. You can buy whatever you want. It's not like you're going to be at home and you're going to make yourself some Sour Patch Kids or something. So, you're at the movie theater. It's a wide space. It's a wide screen. And you guys are watching it on the television at home.
Work must come before play.
What?
I just want to say that. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Now it's time for this week's poem recommendation, which... is, of course, by Robert Lee Frost. And it's a poem because it's January. We're doing poet of the month.
Poet of the week.
Not
sir.
The month. This week's poem recommendation is Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening is a poem by Robert Frost in which a speaker stops to watch snow falling through the trees and consider the darkness and the journey ahead. State.
Seems like a very sad poem.
He writes a lot of sad.
Yay, it's snowing. Oh, I see the darkness ahead.
Which could symbolize a lot of things. I don't know. A lot of sad things and happy things. I don't know. And now it's time, as we get into, you know, more the end of this week's podcast, it's time for this week's Fact of the Week, which Dayton has for us.
This week's Fact of the Week is that all of the world's population could fit into Los Angeles.
Would we have a house, or we'd like be on the street, like, what's up?
No, everyone crowded all together.
Like, standing next to each other? That's pretty cool.
I'd
be like, what's up, man? <It'd> be pretty crowded. Be hard to get out of there. Couldn't drive because of people on the road.
thinking, why do you even have a car?
So that is this week's, of course, fact of the week. If you'd like to send us in a fact of the week or any of these other segments that we just went through, you can contact us at bruhversusbro@outlook.com. It's already spelled it out, so hopefully you remember that. If you contact us then and send us in anything, really, that's you could potentially, maybe, hopefully, win a prize. Like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Big posters that say, bruh versus bro.
Big, bold, what he just said.
And cars, we ship them straight to your house. We're better than Carvana.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're not Hot Wheels. Trust me, they're full size.
Nope.
No, they're Hot Wheels.
Wait, what? No, wait. they're full size.
Okay. What? So, before we, you know, go to the end, this week is our 100th podcast.
Yay, cheering noises, happy people. Yay,
yay. Yay. And four more episodes, or four more weeks, it'll be our 2-year anniversary of doing this podcast. That'd be episode 104. So just think about that. Okay, guys? Okay, guys? Tune in there for sure, and thank you for tuning in today. Now we're going to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what we do without a therapy dog. And this week we have a new song, which was made on Music Maker. So thank you. Thank you, Music Maker. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Goodbye.
This is Bruh versus Bro.